My name is Nejmi Habib. I am a Palestinian who doesn't know her homeland, but emotionally I am strongly attached to it. I was ethnically cleansed on the age of 2 and lived till the age of 40 in Lebanon as a refugee deprived from most of my human rights. I migrated to Australia in 1991 after the discrimination against Palestinians became unbearable.
Nejmi, you lived close by Mahmoud Darwish in Beirut when you were there. Was this the 70s or the 80s?
It was the 80s. I was one of his fans. And I attended all his literary occasions and read almost all his books. We lived close, very close to each other during the Israeli siege to Beirut in 1982. And living in a small area and under the same circumstances made us share the same tragedy. I used to see him sipping his coffee with tension on his face, lest unexpected bomb fall, or rushing to a shelter when bombarding starts suddenly.
Well, Darwish had an appeal to a broad audience, Arab, Western, and Israeli. What do you think accounts for this?
Actually, he addresses the other person, Al-Akhar, we call it in Arabic, Al-Akhar. He addresses Al-Akhar because Darwish lived in Israel and he knows that not every Jew is an Israeli. So he was addressing these people, and because of that, he is well-liked, let us say.
So do you think he was the universal poet?
Darwish wasn't only a gifted poet, he was also a good intellectual. He is well educated in all disciplines, in arts, in politics, in history, in religion, and from different cultures as well. He is fluent at least in 3 languages, the Arabic, Hebrew, and English. And his poems reflect his wide knowledge. You find poetic figures from the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament, from all myths, the Greek, the Roman, the modern European, let alone the Quran and the Arabic literature. So he has plenty of references reflected in his poems.
Nothing pleases me.
لا شيء يعجبني, يقول مسافر في الباص.
The traveler on the bus says.
لا الراديو ولا صحف الصباح.
I want to cry.
يقول السائق, انتظر الوصول للمحطة وابكي وحدك ما استطعت.
A woman says, me too. Nothing pleases me. I guided my son to my grave. He liked it and slept there. Without saying goodbye. A college student says, nor does anything please me. I studied archaeology but didn't find identity in stone. Am I really me?
حقاً أنا؟ ويقول جندياً, أنا أيضاً.
Me too.
أنا لا شيء يعجبني.
Nothing pleases me.
أحاسر دائماً شبحاً.
I always besiege a ghost besieging me.
يقول السائق العصبي, ها نحن اقتربنا من محطتنا الاخيره فاستعدوا للنزول فيصرخون.
Then they scream.
نريد ما بعد المحطه.
We want what's beyond the station. Keep going. As for myself, I say, let me off here. I'm like them. Nothing pleases me. But I'm worn out from travel.